Luthiers are woodworkers specially trained to build and repair string instruments. Just off the town green in Peacedale, in an old stone building across the street from the public library, you'll find Beekman Violin. Inside, you're greeted by cellos, violas, and violins. They hang from the ceiling and lean against the walls in neat rows. In the workshop beyond, there are instruments in various states of repair. The curved wooden bodies gleam with shades of ambers and browns from different colors of varnish. Today, owner and luthier Steve Beekman is tackling a pile of broken bows. Bow repair is practically a daily task for Beekman.
Routine, but never simple or easy. Every bow is different.
Different in weight, length, and shape. A good bow can remain in use for decades. If played regularly, a bow sustains a fair amount of damage, says Beekman.
A bow could be 100 or 150 or 200 years old. And, you know, they need to be restored every once in a while because just holding a bow can actually deteriorate the wood.
All bows are made up of two basic parts, a wooden stick and horsetail hair. To fix a bow, Beekman will remove all of the hair and replace it. While a woman and her son check out violins in the shop, Beekman threads a long lock of horsehair through the tip of a violin bow. Beekman picks up a knife and, using scalpel-like precision, he cuts a small piece of wood.
Just making a plug.
That plug will go at one end of the bow to pull the horsehair taut.
Okay, now we need to prepare the hair.
Next, Beekman picks up a small silver comb and draws it through the horsehair.
And you comb it just like you comb your own hair, so nice and straight, as you want it. That hair to be nice and straight from tip to frog.
The frog, that's what musicians call the small metal piece at one end of the bow. Combing the hair will distribute the strands evenly. Beekman got his start working on instruments in the early 80s, repairing his own violin. Eventually, other musicians started bringing him instruments to fix or restore. For decades, it was a side job while he worked full-time as a welder at Electric Boat. These days, he's working less with blowtorches and more with knives and chisels. Though it's incredibly specialized work, you don't need very specialized tools, says Steve's daughter, Hannah Beekman. She works at the shop and is learning instrument repair herself. She holds up a manual drill.
You hold the handle up top, and then you turn this gear, and it spins the drill bit.
Unlike other carpentry workshops filled with the din of saws and hammers, this place is quiet. Being a luthier involves a lot of precision handwork, but very few modern power tools.
And it's such an old craft, and you don't need electricity, really, except to turn the lights on, you know? You can do everything you need, make this beautiful instrument, or work on this beautiful instrument, and all you need are your hands and some very basic tools.
But she's quick to point out that though the tools are simple, the work is not.
It takes like an hour for someone who's extensively trained to cut the feet on a bridge to fit the top of an instrument, which is kind of like mind-blowing.
Mind-blowing because the bridge looks like a simple piece of wood used to suspend the strings above an instrument. When a musician pushes down on the string, then draws the bow across, a violin produces the notes. But this tiny piece of wood is painstakingly crafted to each individual instrument's exact dimensions. Another fact about stringed instruments, while woodwind and brass instruments are held together with screws and hardware, virtually all of the pieces of a violin or cello are held in place by tension and pressure displaced across the body of the instrument. Hannah's presence makes three Beekmans in the store. Her mother, Jerianne, runs the business side of things. Steve Beekman says the family-run shop attracts musicians who like personal interaction with someone who really understands the unique qualities of each instrument.
I mean, we're not a big conglomerate or a part of a bigger business. We're a family-owned small business, struggling like many other small businesses to keep it together and keep it going.
On this day, Hannah Beekman is helping a very young customer pick out his very first violin.
That one looks so small.
So we have a customer in here. Hey, what's your name?
Emmett.
Emmett. Emmett is, how old are you, Emmett?
3.
He's 3 years old, and he wants to play the violin, so we are finding a violin that fits him.
Beekman places a tiny violin under Emmett's chin and has him stretch his arms as far as he can to see if the instrument is the right size for him.
And I'm gonna take your hand just like we did before. Really loose hands, spaghetti arms. And I think
That's even a little big. Is there a 1/16th?
There should be.
That means 1/16th the size of a normal violin. It looks like a toy, but it's a perfectly workable instrument. Being one of the only string instrument outfits in Rhode Island and southeastern Massachusetts, Beekman Violin has come to be a launchpad for young musicians in the area.
I really like what we have here because we're sort of like a little node in this large network of music and musicians, and we kind of like from this place here you can sort of see all the connections between people, you can help make connections, and you see all the things that are going on musically in our community, which is like really wonderful.
As Steve Beekman finishes up the bow rehair, he glues the wooden plug to the frog of the bow to hold everything in place. Beekman says he gets the same satisfaction he got as a welder working with his hands.
Not only are you a woodworker, but when you're finished with your whatever it is you're working on, in this case a musical instrument, then you hand it to somebody and they can make beautiful music with this instrument that you either created or brought back to life.
John Bender, Rhode Island Public Radio.